Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of RHI Magnesita India Limited, hosted by HSBC. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Parmod Sagar, MD and CEO, and Ms. Vijaya Gupta, CFO. We will start the call with brief opening remarks and then open the call for Q&A. I will now hand the call over to Mr. Parmod Sagar for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, dear investors. Happy to connect with you about your company's performance. If we talk about first quarter, it has been in line with expectations of our business plan, continuing our growth trajectory. Overall, our top line and adjusted EBITDA has been benefited from organic growth as well as synergies of the recent acquisitions. Let me also share with you M&A-related development. So M&A revenue surge, it shows an impressive contribution, accounting for 33% of consolidated revenue during Q1 2024, marking an 18% growth on quarter-on-quarter basis. This reflected a successful integration and synergies realization. DOCL Limited, which now we have got the name change approval, so henceforth this company's name is RHI Magnesita Refractories India Limited. So DOCL and JSP Jamshedpur grew by 9% and 20%, reflecting solid performance during this period. M&A EBITDA margin also improved by 2.3% to reach 13.3% in Q1 2024, a testament to the realization of synergies and capabilities of RHI Magnesita India Limited. If we talk about margin improvement in these subsidiaries, DOCL exhibited an EBITDA margin of 11.7%, up from 10.2% in Q4 23. Similarly, Hi-Tech showcased a significant growth in EBITDA margin, reaching 20% from 15.8% in Q4 23. These improvements can be attributed to various factors, including synergy, network optimization, and product range benefits. The successful realization of significant cost and revenue synergies was evident in various aspects, such as recipe and raw material harmonization, product transfers, and use of standard material. Forward-looking, industry is set to experience robust growth driven by sectors like steel, cement, glass, non-ferrous, bolstered by government's initiatives, infrastructure push during their budget policies, etc. RHI Magnesita is strategically combining organic and inorganic growth strategies to meet rising demand. Recent acquisitions of DOCL and Hi-Tech Chemicals expand production capacity and diversify the product portfolio. These moves position the company to cater to a wider range of end applications. The acquisition of Dalmia OCL brings a well-established product footprint and cross-selling opportunities. The acquisition of Hi-Tech Chemical enhance our flow control production capabilities in India but not limited to India, driving synergies and expanding its offering. This is an overview from my side, and I would now request Vijaya if she can share a little bit about financial numbers with our respected shareholders that will be giving them more clarity. Vijaya, over to you.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon, everyone. So now talking on financial performance, if we compare YOY with previous quarter last year, there was a strong revenue surge and revenue witnessed a 54% growth. This was primarily driven by substantial volume increase of 66%, with contribution from standalone at 3% and from M&A at 62%. That is 44,000 tons shipment from DOCL and DOCL primarily. Shift in EBITDA margins, we are seeing EBITDA remain healthy at 15.4%, but it was lower when we compare with Q1 of last year. This was primarily due to increase in employee-related expenses, and which was partly offset by raw material prices by 0.7%. Now talking about debt, the debt which we had raised, the acquisition loans of the 9,850 million, we paid them off through QIP proceeds, 7,522 million, and the balance was paid 2,328 million through internal accruals and ECB proceeds. So with this, we now have a healthy cash flow at closing cash flow balance of 3,605 million. This shows that we are having a healthy financial position and a disciplined approach to managing our financial obligations. Our cash conversion cycle remains flattish at 87 days versus 85 days in March. And this is after strong improvement from 105 days in September 22. There was improvement in inventory and receivable cycle, which was offset by reduction in payables during this quarter. We had successfully raised QIP proceeds of 8,798 million. Net of expenses. We thank all the investors who had shown confidence in us, and the proceeds from QIP has been fully utilized towards repayment of borrowings and funding working capital requirements, the purpose for which we had borrowed. In addition, had a preferential allotment of rupees 2,000 million was a strategy to enhance the financial position and support our company's objectives. Now, if we compare versus our previous quarter, that is the March quarter, there was a 6% growth in revenue, which was primarily driven by volume growth of 11% and offset by 4% due to softening of prices and change in sales mix. Product mix, because of DOCL products having lower realizations. And with this, our EBITDA margins improved by 1.9% and stood at 15.4% during this quarter. And this is also attributed to 2.8% improvement in material costs. With this, now I hand over to the operator for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The We have the first question from the line of Srivatsan from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. Two questions from my side. One on the revenue line, the price softening or weakness or 4% price adverse mix. Just want to get a sense, is it more because of raw material softening that's kind of being passed on, and the impact of that is what it is? That is one. Second, the adjusted EBITDA margin is well above the initial range we are targeting for FY24. So just want to get a sense if you look to revisit the FY24 broader adjusted EBITDA margin you are looking at. That's it for me. Thank you.
So this 4% price, it is a mix of what you said, the raw material softening. Yes, we have to pass on to our customers. But it is not 100% pass on. We still have a healthy margin. Secondly, it is a product mix also. Because, you know, the DOCL, particularly high alumina mixes and bricks, the selling price is, for, say, from 20,000 to 40,000. And the margins are also, they are very competition, and it is also a effect of that. So it's a combination effect of raw material softening and product mix. Secondly, we are really happy that whatever we projected, we are going a little ahead of that. I would not see anything immediately to revisit our forecast or projection which we have shared with you guys. Probably another quarter, and then we will look into it, half yearly result. Still, the market is volatile, and you know, during rainy season, steel and cement production goes down, which eventually compensated during our festival season before Diwali. But I would like to keep it as it is, and we will revisit after half year results. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rajesh Majumdar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, ma'am. I had a question that this 69 million one time, does it pertain to just the consolidated numbers or to the standalone numbers as well?
Vijay, you will take it?
Yeah. It is standalone number only. It is the integration cost which has spilled over. So essentially travel and consultants cost, which is there coming this quarter.
Okay, ma'am. So in that case, if you add that,
It is not already over. It will be in this quarter also, not that much, maybe a little bit, but there will be still, and probably from next quarter, it will be fully eliminated.
Yeah, that was my... That are we at the end of the one-time nature of expenses, of course, the mergers, or will we still see some more on it? So how meaningful will be those one-time?
Yeah, so we officially closed the project Milan, which was integration project, on 31st of July. So till 31st of July, means a few days back, there was continuous expense, and there will be some in August also. But next quarter, I don't see as of now.
Okay. And so my next question is, even if you add back that one-time expense, our EBITDA margin for the standalone business is just 16-odd percent, which is still much lower compared to what we were pre-COVID before we started having pricing gains, etc. You see that we used to make 17-18%. So is that an area of concern that our standalone EBITDA margin is slightly lower than what it used to be earlier?
Rajeshji, I think from last 3 years, I'm very consistent with my statement that a sustainable margin is around 14-15%. The base has gone up so big. When we are talking about pre-COVID, it means it was standalone. Orient Respect is limited. RHI India Private Limited, RHI Class is limited. So when we merged, it was in 21, right? So from that point, I said it will not be possible because Orient Refractory was flow control product. So 17-18% was sustainable. But when it comes to trading goods through RHA India and high aluminum bricks and mixes from RHA classes, if we could manage a healthy contribution of 14-15%, it will be really sustainable. So, and I don't have any concern about that.
Okay, but sir, you've always delivered more than your guidance in the past. So I guess we should look at slightly better margins from the combined entity as well, right? Over a period of time.
We will keep on striving for better margins. That is our job. So we are working on this. I would say it is good. Not area of
concern. Okay, sir. And earlier we were looking at 4,500 crores of turnover for the year. If I am not mistaken, now this quarter is only 930. So should we look at slightly lower number because of the price reduction than 4,500 crores, or it will be around the same figure for the year?
No, it was, you know, we said it will be between 4,000 to 4,500. So you rightly said the softening of prices will have an impact of our selling price. So probably it will come down, but I think it should still remain to the range of 4,000 plus.
Thank you, sir. I'll join back the queue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Raleji.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Amit Anwani from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand, as you rightly highlighted, that the contribution of flow control was higher when we merged in FY21 with the other two companies. You highlighted 14-15% guidance for this year. So just wanted to understand with respect to flow control, what was the contribution this quarter or any target, keeping in mind that ultimately we would like to achieve 16-17% margins in 2-3 years, if that is an objective.
Very good questions. You know, with high tech, definitely the intention is to... hello? So our intention is to increase margin, and as Vidya said, flow control, we have done reasonably well. Last quarter it was 15.8% from the Jamshedpur plant. High tech, and this quantity 20%. So if we will be able to gain market share in flow control, definitely the market will go up. But if you see the overall picture, out of 4,000 crores, it is hardly 1,000 crores. So the impact will not be so significant that overall it will go back to 17-18%.
Are we seeing good demand in domestic or export for flow control? And second thing, how much was the exports contribution this quarter?
Yes, we are looking at both domestic as well as export. This quarter, Vidya, can you share the number?
Yeah, export this quarter was 11% on consolidated basis. And so export, as you know, is if we take the reduction in SG&A and other costs, so the contribution is more or less in line with the domestic.
But it will go up, you know, there is some inherent problems all over the globe. We have a Ukraine-Russia war, and Europe is under recession, so that's why the exports are subdued, but in due course of time, it will pick up again.
Right. My final question, sir, on capacity expansion at Cuttack, which you have highlighted in your PPT, from 18 KT to 30 KT. So this is which kind of product? Is this, you know, despite acquisitions which we have done, where does it fit in our strategy?
Yes, actually, Cuttack is one product line plant. It is Manisha Carbon Bricks. So, in Dalmia plants, Manisha Carbon Bricks was hardly produced, only in Rajbank, which about 200-300 ton per month. Just to consolidate and bring in synergy, we thought we will produce only there, but the capex which we planned for Cuttack, it was well before we gone for acquisitions. But still, it makes sense because we are still bringing a lot of Malaysia carbon bricks from our global plants. So it is local for local. As you know, Government of India's directive for sale plant is anything less than 200 crore, you have to have a local manufacturing. So that gave us a leverage over many players. So that was a strategic decision to increase the production to cater to that market.
Thank you, sir, and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Chetan Doshi from Tulsi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations, Pramod, for giving a fantastic number in the first quarter compared to the year ending. Now, my main question is, after taking over Dalmia and Hitech, apart from the...
But there's a lot of disturbance from your line, sir. Could you switch to handset?
Yeah, one minute.
Sure.
Now I am audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Apart from capacity, additional capacity by taking over Dalmia and Hitech, is there any product line where their presence was there and RHI was not, and which has helped us in getting into those markets where RHI was not present at all? Because the price what we gave for these two acquisitions, is market sources say that it is very, very high. So can you throw some light on this?
Sure, Chetanji. Thank you very much, firstly, for your appreciation. This is your company, we are running it. So thanks to you guys for your support and the confidence of the management. Secondly, yes, this Dalmia particularly was having very strong presence in non-steel area, industrial, like cement, non-ferrous, glass, etc. We were very weak. So historically, the ratio is 70% steel, 30% non-steel. But we were 80% steel, 20% industrial. So we are very strong in steel, but not so strong in industrial. With Dalmia, now we are almost at that threshold. So now Dalmia's ratio was 50-50, 50 steel, 50 industrial. So they were very strong. So that brings us a lot of products which were missing in our portfolio. So now we can cater to that industry and we are well positioned in terms of locations as well, because Dalmia's plant are all over the place, and with the low selling price, there is low margin, RHI Magnetita India was not able to compete only from Vizag plant. If you want to sell something to Gujarat, the freight is 5,000 rupees a ton and selling price is, say, 25,000. So it's a 20% freight. So we were outplaced by many local players. But now I have plant in Gujarat itself, which will give me, that flexibility to compete in the market and with a reasonably good margin as well. So this brought us from Dalmia side and Hitech. Hitech, we were very strong in long products, low control, long products. And Hitech is having Western technology. They were having a real thin slab caster and slab caster technology, which was missing from my Bhiwadi plant. So with that, we are now able to compete with our competition, who is virtually having a monopoly. You know the name of that company. So now we are well placed to compete in that market. So strategically, both the acquisitions were very well placed and thought of decisions. Yes, Yatanji.
So it seems like this participant has disconnected their line. We'll move to the next question.
Okay.
We have the next question from the line of Sahil Sankhvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations, sir and ma'am, and to your team for excellent cost control and margins. My first question is, what kind of price declines are the customers asking for you? Is it to the magnitude of 2 to 3% or could it be more than 5%?
Sahilji, thank you very much for your well-wishing, congratulatory message. customer is asking in double digits, 10% to 20%. Okay, so we got the price increases also in those numbers, and now they are asking to roll back those prices or increases. But somehow we could manage to hold on to our prices, and we have not passed on substantial discounts to our customer. Fourth quarter, I can see the pressure will be mounted more because steel prices are also under pressure. So definitely they will come back to us for further reduction. And let's see how far we can hold on to those prices.
Right, sir. But for this year, what kind of decline should we expect, sir? I mean, what kind of pass-on should we have to give?
Very difficult, Sahilji, to predict. But okay. I think on an average, we should keep it in mind. 4-5% should be impact.
Right,
with that, I still believe this reduction, the top line will be impacted, but margin percentage-wise will remain.
Got it, sir. Got it. My second question is, sir, we have not spent any kind of refurbishment capex yet, and you had mentioned about a 300 to 350 crore kind of a target to refurbish the Dalmia capacities. So if you can give me two numbers, one, what kind of refurbishment capex are we planning? And the second is, what kind of growth capex are we planning in the existing capacity?
We are going a little slow when it comes to capex. We have planned capex. We have roughly 300 crore capex, including a high-tech plant. But, you know, we are first trying to see how we can, you know, optimize the production facility, increase capacity without much capex and reduce scrap rates and all those things, low-hanging fruits without investing. So we have to first reach to certain level, which we are trying to do. You can see from numbers, we have not put any capex, but still there's an improvement. So this is our first target, how much leverage we can do without putting capex. And then what are the bottlenecks where we need to really use the capex, and we will be using it judiciously. We are not in a hurry to spend this 300 crore in next 1 year. It will take 3-5 years to spend wisely and need-based.
Right, sir. That's a really good strategy, sir. Just one add-on question on that. On the RHIM capacities, I mean, Bhiwadi, Vizag, and Cuttack, over there, do we have any growth capex lined up?
Not really. They are already, we spent in Vizag plant last year, I think last year and the beginning of last year, about 55-60 crores, and we are booked that with that. We don't want to spend any money. Cuttack, we already did expansion. Now we need to fill up that plant to 30,000 ton, which I'm sure we will be able to. And Bhiwadi also, we don't see anything. Rather, what we are trying to do is optimizing our production footprint to various plants. Like if I am selling anything in Jamshedpur area or in eastern part of India, why should I produce in Bhiwadi plant and send it to east? Why should not I shift it to Jamshedpur plant and gain some margin from their synergies? So these are the work in progress. We are trying to do that. We don't need any serious big capex in RHI Magnesita India Limited plants.
Got it, sir. Got it. And one last question from my side is, when I see your PPT, first of all, very nice PPT, sir, very informative. My question is regarding the page 10, sir. We have two bar charts in that waterfall chart, 351 crore and 127 crore. Are these both related to the spending for working capital? Just want to confirm.
Vidya?
Yeah, yes, I'm just going to the chart.
Page 10.
This is on utilization of cash flow, you are referring?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have two figures, 351 crore and 127 crore. Are these both for the working capital requirements of the acquired entity?
This 121 crore was payment towards purchase consideration, which we paid through internal accruals. So this and 67 is working capital increase versus March quarter.
So no, madam, no, I'm talking about the utilization of QIP proceeds.
Okay. Okay, in your, so, yeah, which one?
351 crores and then there is 127.5 crores. Both of these numbers.
351 crores, the fund of QIP proceeds, which we transferred to DOCL for paying bridge loan there. And 127 crore, the 150 crore was for general corporate purpose, out of which 127 crore is what we have utilized for payment of working capital, all vendor payments.
Got it, got it. Thank you so much. That's all from my side and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shalini.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Naushad Chaudhary from Aditya Birla Sun Life Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, sir. And congrats on a good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Firstly, on the on our total refactory management services piece of business. So on a 1Q number, what percentage of business would be from this?
Sir, can I answer this?
Yeah, please.
At a consolidated level, it is 31% of
and,
the revenue. Yeah.
So initially we had quite ambitious target and I just want you to you know, add
See, for a standalone RHIM, it is high, around 46%. But the new entities which we have acquired, there it is low. So overall it is 31%. And we will be moving more and more towards production-linked solution-based services. As you know, that gives stickiness of the customer and helps us maintain our realizations.
So on standalone also 45%, I think it has not moved up much versus what we were expecting earlier. So if you can, you know, add some point here, what exactly would, you know, help us to, you know, make it more sizable in terms of overall portfolio and how it will, you know, change overall business dynamics in terms of your control on the margin as well as on the working capital plus visibility. So let's say if you take it from 45 to 65, how it would shape up the entire business?
So if we move more and more towards, you know, TRM that contracts, we are managing the refractory business for our customer. So this brings in more dependency of the customers. As then what happens is also the margins are higher than what we get because this does lead to additional working capital, but we get better realization because it is linked to the performance of the customer. As the customer's performance improves, we get paid more. And over a period of time, our efficiencies also improve. So our costs come down. So this helps us in bettering the margins there. And as it is a very small portion of the customer's cost, they won't mind, you know, maintaining or paying the extra charge.
And internally, what do you think what we need to do? So we have filled the product gap quite substantially, but what else do we need to do to make it, you know, to move the needle from here to take it to next level?
Yeah, we are in discussion to increase such contracts. And these are essentially for more larger customers. And we are focusing on increasing in this area.
Apart from product gap, is there anything else we need to work out to, you know, to make it to take it to next level?
Not really.
Okay. And lastly, in terms of the outsourcing or trading portion of the business, what percentage of 1Q blended would be of outsourcing, and is there any scope of making it in-house, or if you can share the rationale of outsourcing?
Yeah. Our endeavor will be to make more and more in-house, and local for local is the strategy. And the local for local strategy, keeping with that, our share of in-house manufactured goods sales has improved from 70% previous quarter to 76% now. And with the main purpose of acquiring Dalmia and Hi-Tech was to, increase local manufacturing.
So how do we see the outsourcing portion in the P&L in coming years?
It will not, be eliminated totally. But if the endeavor is to reduce year by year, so maybe in next 3-4 years we can bring it down to 15-16% or so.
Okay, and last clarification on the margin guidance: 14-15%. We said on a standalone, or it's a consolidated.
Consolidated.
Okay.
And yeah, that is quite challenging.
14-15% looks challenging to you, sir, at this point?
It is challenging because with the Dalmia, the numbers are low, and it is challenging. It is not cakewalk for sure. We have to hold back our prices. We have to get orders at reasonably good margins. So it is always a challenge, keeping a good margin is not easy. But we keep on delivering year after year, so we are confident we will be able to do that.
All right. And on the Project Milan, out of, let's say, 100, what percentage of benefit would have reflected in this quarter, and what percentage is remaining which should, keep flowing throughout the year?
Vijaya, we can quantify. I don't think at present we are quantifying. I can only say the manpower synergies we overachieved, and raw material synergy we are in line, and many more like product optimization, and they are in the pipeline, work in progress. But I can't say percentage how much is there and how much is going to.
All right. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pratim Roy from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers again. So I have two questions. One is on the amortization of goodwill of 1,090 crore and 1,200 crore intangible assets to this acquisition. What is the status of that? And second question is, what will be the intangible asset as on 31st June for the current financial year?
Yeah. Lydia, see, as far as goodwill is concerned, there will be no amortization of goodwill because it is tested for impairment. So if the business continues to grow, there will not be any additional hit on account of goodwill. And as far as intangible assets is concerned, intangible assets are amortized, and you are seeing the impact in terms of higher depreciation. So depreciation this quarter is 46 crore. That is 5%.
36 crore.
46 crore, no?
46 crore. 5% rate, right?
Yeah, 5% of revenue.
So only for that particular asset, what is the amortization for that intangible whatever that came in from the Dalmia of here?
Yeah. Okay.
So this is only 46 is all over for the business, right?
Yeah. And see, we now talk on consolidated level only. So for Dalmia, the depreciation amount is 29 crore.
29 crore. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And all the best for the coming quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sanjay Nandi from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Congrats on a good set of numbers and a super presentation.
Thank you.
Yeah. In the presentation slide, in the last slide, you mentioned we have clocked a capacity of 85,000 tons in this quarter, right? At a 64% of utilization.
Yeah.
So which throws to a number of roughly 133,000 tons of overall capacity, right?
I would say, in other words, in RHI Magnifica India plant, our capacity utilization is about 85%, and Dalmia and High Tech, it is about 54%, and overall utilization on consolidated basis is about 64%.
What is the overall capacity as on date in our consolidated capacity?
Yeah, total capacity.
Total capacity is 530.
Yeah, you're right.
530,000. Yeah. Okay. And what is equivalent
to the industry capacity one? 64%. This is the, yeah. And please come again. Yeah, can you repeat your question?
I would like to know what is the equivalent industry capacity compared to what we are at present.
Okay, total industry size you are asking?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So we have, sir, would you like to take this question?
Actually, I don't have answer for this. You know, I can tell you the industry size is about 14,000 crore in
14,
terms 000. Of revenue. Yeah. So in terms of capacity, it is very difficult to explain. You know, there are 100 of suppliers who are making very low alumina, 15,000-20,000 rupees ton products, where the tonnage will be huge, but the revenue will be maybe 10 million only. So it is not a right representation, I would say. We should talk about revenue.
Got it, right? So thank you so much. That's from my side, sir. Wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vinoy Jariwala from Sunidhi Securities and Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Ma'am, you called out in the call that our in-house component is about 76%. So this 76% is on a consolidated level and on volume, total sales volume, right?
It is revenue as just mentioned, we talk in terms of revenue.
So it's not consolidated revenue, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. And just the last question is it possible to call out what is the kind of margins, EBITDA margin we earn on the RMS business? Or if possible, if you could call out what is the differential between the base business versus the RMS business EBITDA margins?
What do you mean by RMS?
Refractory Management Services.
Okay.
So roughly standalone RHI Magnifica India, it was about 44% of total revenue. But with the Dalmia and ITEC in place, I believe it should be in 20s now. But we don't have a exact number. Yeah, we can share with you. If, you can share just on chat. If you can put your email ID, we will share the number. But at present, I don't have number. But I know by heart. RHI Magnifica India, it was about 44%.
Understood, sir. I'm asking about the EBITDA margin on this piece of business.
EBITDA margin, as Vijaya said, normally for SLS contracts or management contracts, it is a little better than normal supply base, but it has its inherent also expense like working capital. So I would say it is assurance business, long-term assurance business, where you can land, your raw materials, your resources, everything, but it will not give you substantial increase in revenue. Oh, sorry, margins.
Understood. So essentially, you are saying that this is it brings better visibility and long-term visibility versus
yes.
As in not essentially bringing in more margin as such.
Yeah, it is. You are eliminating competition. Like Sunflag, we are going from 2001, so 22 years, we are the sole supplier for that company. So that, you know, gave you assured business, volumes, everything. And you are not negotiating every year, competing with the competition and all.
Understood. And these contracts are typically for what tenure?
Normally, it is 3 years with every year price negotiation up and down depending upon certain parameters. There are formulas and based on that, it goes up and down. And during this last year when there was a very surge of raw material and sea freight, even we did not wait for the year conclusion and did go for negotiation. We reach out to our customers. We cannot wait for another 5 months or 6 months. And they supported us. So it is like, a stronger relationship where both parties support each other.
Understood. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Parmod Sagar, MD and CEO, and Ms. Vijaya Gupta, CFO, for closing comments. Please go ahead.
So, dear investors, as we promise, every quarter after this board meeting, the result announcement, we will continue this practice of having a call with you. And I can assure you, we will try our best to run your company to the best of our abilities, and we are accessible. You can reach out to us anytime in between the quarter. If you have serious concern or if you want to have any clarification, we will be more than happy to answer your questions. Vijaya, you want to add anything? Hello, Vijaya?
Mr. Gupta's line is disconnected. Do you want
okay.
me to reconnect her? Or?
No, it's okay. I think we're done with it. Thank you very much, everyone, for your time, for your efforts, for your investments in the company. Have a good day.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of RHI Magnesita India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.